OCPodcasts.com.
Fucking wrong!
Don't touch that dial.
Average white man.
How many advantages could one person have?
I'm a white man. You can't even hurt my feelings.
Average white man.
Whoa.
Average white man.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Average white man.
Good day, folks. I am Pat Sevens. That is Roy Q. Gordon. And welcome to the Average White Men podcast, which, of course, rcpodcast.com, averagewhitemen.com, our twiddle hand, Twitter handle. That's a new word.
That's what you do in a turlet.
Yeah.
I twiddle in a turlet.
You twiddle your teener in a turlet. Twitter handle is at AWMROC. Find us on Facebook and on iTunes so that you can have these on your phone automatically. Let's do this wherever we go. Okay. Hi. How was Thanksgiving?
What's good?
Yeah?
Not too bad.
Yeah? Did you kill anybody? Did you kill yourself? Did you die of a stroke at any point from all the food? Because I did.
I did. You know what? I ate way too much pie, and not the kind that you go out to bars to find.
Right. Not poon.
Not poon pie.
I ate cox.
Wow.
Otherwise known as tofurkey. And got so full.
How do you like your cocks? Runny or well done?
I like it when it's a little well done, to be honest with you. I like
blackened.
Dark blackened. Anyway.
Did you gobble that tofurkey cock?
It was so deep.
Ew.
I got so full that there's pictures of me on Facebook on the ground in my dining room.
Nice.
Because it just, you know that feeling you get when it's like, it feels like it's up in your heart?
Yeah.
And you're not having a heart attack.
You have to keep swallowing to keep it like from coming out of your mouth. That just did not sound right.
No, it sounded right. This is how I know how fat I am, okay?
How fat are you?
Well, I know that if I drink enough pop, or otherwise the incorrect term, of course, is soda.
Soder?
Don't know what that is, but pop.
Mm.
If you drink enough of that, it makes like air bubbles in there that moves things around. So if you just keep drinking a ton of pop, you can burp and create more room to eat. These are facts of fat people.
It's like filling a water bed.
No, it really
get all
is.
The bubbles out.
Get all the bubbles out. Up, there goes a pocket. We can put more in.
Oh, yeah.
It just keeps going and going until you end up on the toilet.
Better get a bucket. I'm going to throw up.
So on Thanksgiving, I went to bed at like 8:30.
8:30? Wow. Do they add tryptophan to the tofurkey just to make it seem like it's really Thanksgiving?
Dude, I swear to God they do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the ingredients.
Maybe it was the scotch.
There was bourbon.
Ah.
There was a Pinot Grigio. Was it Pinot? No, Pinot Noir. Sorry. Ah. I forget my colors.
The blacken.
The dark one.
Which we know.
Not bad.
It's your thing.
Pinot's all about it. There was Chardonnay. So I wasn't drunk, but there was plenty of alcohol. What did you have for Thanksgiving? I mean, did you do the turkey?
Yeah. It was a turkey, which was, my brother-in-law's a salesman.
Nice.
And,
I don't know if that's nice.
They got a free turkey.
Okay.
Like one of his clients gave him the turkey, actually two turkeys.
Oh, okay.
But they were already pre-cooked.
Oh.
So by the time we ate, yeah. Wasn't like, you know, oh, yeah, turkey's done, let's eat. It was like, turkey's been done for 8 or 9 hours.
The turkey's been sitting in the oven drying out for the last 3 days.
But no, it was good. It was good. Had a lot of the usual fixins.
Yep.
Which I didn't really partake in because we're going more toward the gluten-free thing.
Yeah.
So we brought our own gluten-free stuffing and the gluten-free gravy, which is really good.
Yeah.
And a gluten-free gluten-free chocolate cream pie. Chocolate cream pie.
Good.
Cream pie.
Cream
pie. You like cream pies? Do you?
Depending on the situation.
Yes.
Sometimes. What kind of alcohols?
I did not partake in said drinking.
Okay, so you didn't drink at all?
Nope.
Like you didn't have a beer?
Nope.
Okay.
I drank, I had a Diet Pepsi.
Ooh, you are exciting.
And I don't like to drink that stuff anymore.
I'm not a big fan of
because aspartame is poison. But that's as far as I went with that.
So no drinking for that.
No drinking, no.
Did you drink at all during like the entire weekend?
No.
Did you? And I know you haven't been drinking because when we first started this podcast, I was kind of concerned because anybody who in the middle of a day goes to a liquor store and they know that person and they're like doing the little bottles of things, maybe go,
yeah,
okay, sure, I'll buy it. I'll buy one.
I was nervous because, you know, I'm just some schlep and you're Pat.
I'm nothing.
You're Pat Sevens of the fame.
I'm nothing. There's nothing impressive about me.
I found that out eventually, yeah, clearly, but at the time, clearly. I was kind of like, wow.
But then when they recognized you and said, oh, hey, Roy, good to see you again, that was a little odd. So, I mean, my company holiday party is tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, for example, like, I'm going to probably go and just have a fucking blitzed off time tonight because that's what you do.
That's great.
I imagine you have a company holiday parties coming up
next week.
I mean, are you gonna drink? Because I mean, part of a company holiday party, you don't want to get blitzed because you don't want to embarrass yourself, obviously.
Yeah,
but you know, part of them though is, you know, having a beer with the coworkers and enjoying. You gonna drink then?
No, will not be drinking.
You're not gonna drink at all?
Nope.
Why are you not drinking?
I gave up drinking.
I mean, what happens if you were to have one beer? What would happen?
Well, it depends on the situation. Are there any more beers left?
Let's just say you have one beer.
Well, I think generally speaking, when I have one beer, it leads to one more beer and then another beer and then another beer. And then I start doing shots and then I wake up naked on somebody's shag rug.
Ooh, fascinating. Yeah. And sexy in a very disturbing
puddle of
way.
My own sick.
So you're an alcoholic then?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say I'm an alcoholic in the normal sense.
In what sense would normal be?
All right, so
just a review, just real quick, just from my perspective. You stopped drinking because you were drinking daily. Now you're not drinking at all, and you say that if you're drinking, if you have one, it turns into many.
Is that what an alcoholic is?
That's usually what an addiction is, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I can tell you I don't have that problem with alcohol or, like, weed. Not that I do that ever.
No.
Or anything like that.
No.
But I have a problem with that when it comes to pizza.
One slice, you can't eat just one pizza.
I can eat one whole pizza.
Oh, that's good.
Because there was one slice involved with that led to the rest.
So you
of
know
the
what
pizza.
I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm so happy.
The difference is I get fat. So, you, like, end up, like, killing people, potentially.
No. Well, if I'm driving, which I don't do, but yes, that one of the reasons why I lost a bunch of weight is because I stopped drinking.
Well, sure.
I'm in a better place now, so I think if I were to drink, it wouldn't be as bad as before. Before, I was just trying to drown my sorry life.
Uh-huh.
And now it's not as sorry.
Sure.
Till I drink.
It's not great
then
either.
It's kind of sorry again.
Neither is mine. But yeah, and then it's a problem.
Damn it!
I'm just saying the first step to, you know.
Don't talk to me about steps! Talk to me about steps, Pat!
Roy, I think the first thing we have to do here is we have to admit that you have a problem.
I don't have a problem.
That's not admitting that you have a problem.
There is no problem. I don't have a problem with drinking.
You cannot drink more. You have to drink more than one when you drink.
I'm Irish.
This isn't...
That's how I was raised.
I'm Irish too, asshole, and German.
See, that's the problem.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, you get... Yeah, the Germans, they have that...
Alcoholism? Yes, you're right, they do. It's just with beer instead of whiskey.
You have to keep your mind clear so that you can take over the world again. It's always in the back of your mind.
That's not how Germany works. We just have an orderly process of doing things. That's why we have big lines. Okay.
Get into that one right there, that train car, get in there, one at a time.
One at a time, you will be in an orderly fashion.
No drinking! It's mine!
Touch my monkey. I don't think there was a monkey. I really don't think there was
You know what? Hitler was really into weird shit, so there could have very well been. I would not be surprised if I saw a Discovery Channel documentary about how Hitler trained monkeys to do whatever. Sniff out Jews.
The monkeys were addicted to sniffing out Jews, but they came to terms with that, Roy. They admitted they had a problem. The Germans actually admitted they had a problem. And they've overcome that problem of burning Jews. God damn it. I hate my heritage.
My name is Roy Gordon, and I am in denial.
Well, that's correct. You are. All right. We'll consider that step one. That's good enough for me. But at some point, you have to kind of admit that you just kind of aren't good with alcohol, which is a shame because I love alcohol.
Now, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Is there a, do you know how like Budweiser came out with that born on date thing?
Yes.
You know, is there a born on date for alcoholism? Can you be fine for years and years and years and then suddenly you're an alcoholic?
Is it
just like you get used to a certain lifestyle and then it just becomes habit?
You ask great questions.
And I know there's a distinct difference between what a habit is and an addiction, even though they say addiction and habit. They kind of use those terms together.
Yeah.
But it's not really true. Because I don't, all day long, I don't think, oh, God, I have to have a drink. I don't have dreams about it. You know what I'm saying?
I think there's dependency and then there's, I think you're right. I think there's a dependency and then there's a habit.
I party too hard. I've always been the guy that parties too hard.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that gets sick because I don't know when to stop. And so I've decided, and plus there's heart problems in my family and it aggravates it. So if I have a cup, even two beers, I had, as a matter of fact, when I went down to Florida, 2 months ago, whenever it was, I had,
eight whiskeys.
No. And you know what? It was.
I'm sitting there and I finished the bottle. And I said, I have no fucking problem. And you know what they said? You know that bitch said to me, I can smell her. And I said to her, you shut your hole, you don't love me. And I passed out.
That was really good. Were you there? The drooling even was perfect.
Well, that's why I did the impression.
I had,
actor.
I had like two Guinness, and I was already getting the.
Are we talking bottles or kegs?
Cans.
Oh, well,
tall. You know the tall cans.
Yes.
Oh, with the widgets.
Yes, the widgets. Yes.
I had two of those guys, and already maybe 2 hours later, my heart was going crazy. Palpitations. AFib is what they call it.
Really?
Atrial fibrillation, yes.
From alcohol.
Yes, alcohol. The little thing that they call holiday heart. Mm. Google it.
Mm.
Common occurrence over the holidays because people drink a lot, going to parties and whatnot. And people that are susceptible to this will get heart palpitations and stuff. It usually happens around like 12 hours after you've done a lot of drinking.
Okay, I gotcha. One time the doctor actually, a similar sort of thing, because I have this heart thing. It's called... I'm a fat fuck, and when you eat a lot of food around the holidays, after eating all year like you eat on the holidays, your heart stops.
Eat all year like it's a holiday. Yes.
Good God.
Chicken wings don't go through the bloodstream too well.
Well, I thought they did. They're full of grease.
But you don't eat chicken wings anymore.
I don't. Not anymore, no.
You eat, quote-unquote, healthy.
Cocks. Yes, I eat cocks.
You know, you keep telling yourself something over and over and over. It becomes true. It really does.
My name is Pat Sevens. And I am in denial about being a vegetarian.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. How are you?
We're both two rivers in Egypt. It's terrible.
What the fuck kind of... What is the... What?
Denial.
Yeah. Oh! Over my head.
Can we strike that from the record, please?
No, just keep it on there. Next segment.
Oh, God.
Hey, who else could go for some flapjacks right now?
So Thanksgiving ends, and my birthday is actually the day after that weekend. It was December 2nd.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, by the way. Thanks. Appreciate that. It was Monday, so my dad was in Virginia. We have family down there. He was deep frying turkeys all weekend.
Ah,
they do it every year. You know, it's what he does. He goes.
They burn their house down.
No, they
trailer.
They have a farm, so they're like in the middle of a fucking field. You're not sure if they're making meth or turkeys. It's really a question. You're really not. They could be moonshining.
Why can't we have all three?
I don't know.
That's a great Thanksgiving. Deep fried turkeys, meth, and homemade moonshine. Holy shit!
Can it get any better?
Bacon. Blowjobs?
I can
keep going now.
Wow. Bacon and blowjobs on top of meth and turkeys.
Oh, moonshine. God, I miss Saturday nights. Anyway, continue.
It's a good day. So he gets back on my birthday, and he calls me. He's like, son, happy birthday. Oh, thanks, Dad. I appreciate that. And you know, and he's like, yeah, we just got back in town from Virginia. They have an RV. They drive along. I'm like, oh, good. That's cool.
They have an RV?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they drive.
They're not meth dealers, but go ahead.
No, totally not. Breaking Bad. He says, yeah. And I don't know how to react to this. I don't know if I should be upset, disappointed, mad, or honestly, I kind of lean toward, I'm just hilariously amused. He goes, so yeah, I was on the computer because I hadn't really been on in a few days because old and they don't really understand how to, you know.
No.
And he's like, and I was on Facebook and I saw that it was your birthday on Facebook. Good. Good.
Your dad was reminded about your birthday because of Facebook.
Dad, you have three kids. Okay, three actual kids that you made. Okay, from, never mind the women. How do you not remember? I remembered his birthday. We just celebrated his 69th birthday.
69.
Of a couple weeks, because it's November 16th. Like, I remember his, I remember my late mother's, it's December 20th.
Yeah.
Fuck if I know how old they are, but that's beside the point.
Sure.
I never remember my brothers or sisters, which really bothers me. I feel bad about that. But I remember my parents, because they kind of brought me into this shit, right?
Yeah.
You'd think that they'd remember...
Yes.
That date. And the fact that he was reminded on Facebook, my 69-year-old father is reminded on Facebook.
There's so many levels of wrong with that.
Right?
I can't even.
It's like, we kind of forgot to get a, he kind of realized what he did after he said that. Because I just kind of laughed.
Well, that, you know, at least your father's on Facebook. My father's...
He's on Facebook because I created a Facebook profile for him.
Well, that's interesting because I was added to my father's circles on Google Plus.
Interesting.
He's not on Facebook, but he's on Google Plus, and he started a Twitter account of which he has one follower, and that is me.
I got this Google thing, and it said create a Plus account, so I said, okay. So now I have some kind of thing, and I pushed the... I don't know what it does, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the accent's not right, but words are spot on.
Sorry, it's not Southern. It's not Floridian. My apologies.
Oh, you can. My dad's from Long Island.
Oh.
He's like, how the fuck you get this thing to work? Yeah, fucking hell. What the fuck?
Quality. My dad's from Oldie.
You know, it's because of the Jews. That's why. It's the Jews.
Naturally. No, my dad just, it kind of piled up because he... Like my in-laws really helped us out this year. Our heater in our house died. You know what I mean? And they gave us the money for the heater. It was expensive.
Nice.
And I'm like, how do I pay you back? How do I pay you back? And they're like, nope, we're good.
Really?
Didn't even blink at it. And
servitude?
And it was funny because when I brought this, when they asked us, like, before this all happened, my in-laws said, so how's it been going? I'm like, oh, it's been good. You know, our boiler died. We're just trying to figure out how to do it, but... No big deal. You know, we'll finance it. We'll figure it out somehow. And they're like, aren't you really tight with fun? We're like, yeah, but, you know, we'll try to do what... If you can help in any way, great. But I understand if you can't. And then they didn't bring anything up and they just showed up with money. My dad, I said the same thing. I'm like, yeah, our boiler's dead and that sort of thing. I'm like, if you think you can help, he's like, oh, okay. So, how about the bills? My dad is retired and he's not a multimillionaire or anything, but the man has fucking money. And it's like, Dad.
And didn't even...
Like, and not that he has to help me. You know what I mean? Like, it's this weird thing. I feel weird about it because I feel like I shouldn't be mad about it. Because you know what? It's his age. He did it all himself because he really did.
Yeah.
And I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I see so many people in my age bracket get all this fucking help from their parents. Like, I know at least five people, they don't pay for their cable or cell phone.
Jesus.
I'm like, ah, oh. I'd do anything for that. I'd do anything for that. I had to drop cable altogether because I couldn't afford it anymore. You know what I mean? Like, their car breaks down. They call mom and dad. It's fixed. No big deal. Or, you know, oh, you know what? We'll just get a new one. Here's a down payment. Yeah, I see this shit all the fucking time. And they're successful, normal people. And then there's me.
These people that are getting the help are successful because they don't have to pay for anything themselves.
Right? Right?
They can go out partying because mom and dad just bought them a new car and pays the payments.
Tell me if this is over. See, my dad's always been a cheap ass. That's the way he is. And look, I understand it. This is also the reason he has a retirement.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I don't want him to pay for everything. I never ask him for anything bluntly.
Mm-hmm.
But part of me got this evil thought in my head. And it was, you know what I should say to him? Because my mom, when she was alive, she always had to get in his face about any type of money. Like, if I needed clothes, it became a fight. You know what I mean? Like, it was just ridiculous. So I was thinking about saying to him, you know, Dad, I really need your help with some finances. I mean, ever since mom died.
Oh, play the mom card? The mom died card?
Is that over the line?
I don't know.
It's true.
But they were divorced, right?
Yeah, but still.
Jesus, man. That's cold. But would it work?
You know, if mom were here, Dad, you know, she would say. But she's not, because she died of awful cancer.
Oh, Jesus. What's your dad's name?
Mark.
Mark?
Yes.
Mark! Mark! Pat needs more shoes!
Well, you know, if you drop the Long Island, you got it.
His foots is coming out of his shoes, Mark! Jesus Christ, Mark! Mark! Don't you care about your fucking son?
Honey, don't say fucking, okay?
He drinks too much pep!
Sorry.
All this fucking Pepsi that he drinks all day long is fucking pep!
All right. I'm sorry that your father forgot your birthday.
I just don't know if I should really be all that mad or not.
I don't think my dad ever has remembered my birthday. Like, on his own?
See, yeah, and then I hear stories
on his
of
own,
that.
Never.
Yeah. Like, right?
If you asked him right now, well, he might know how old I am now because I'm at a benchmark age, 40.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, unless it's an even number or, you know, a round number, he'll never know.
My friend Rachel, I'm talking to her yesterday about this, and she's 31, you know, so we're the same age. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's so sad. My dad hasn't remembered my birthday since I was 12.
Oh. Well then,
and that was only because he had a bottle of scotch that was the same age. That's why
pretty
I remembered.
Much. Pretty much.
Hey, you're 12 years old, just like my best friend Johnny.
he's red because the blue one's gone. I can't. Do
blue one's gone, and the black one. Well, no one drinks the black one anymore.
Why?
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. If you feel so blue, you're just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. We won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing right with your Christmas up right. I'll have a blue Christmas. Oh, baby, I'll miss you.
I can't have a real tree because my wife is allergic.
Oh, thank God. Good
you know,
for you.
Things that were, I think, I would consider a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
I always find those out after I make the deal.
That can't be a deal breaker for you.
I love having it. No, it's not. But I love having a real tree.
I had a real tree growing up. They are a pain in the ass.
They kind of are. You get sap all over you and the needles drop off. And you got to keep filling the water.
And then
you got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
We never had a cap, but yeah, no.
Sets the house on fire. I bought a tree. It's not a Christmas tree because we're heathens. But we bought a tree just because I like the basic tradition.
Yeah.
You know, the whole family.
Do you decorate it with lights and the whole thing?
Well, that's the thing.
We just have a bear tree.
Originally, we wanted... we buy a stick.
And it's like a Charlie Brown freaking...
It makes Charlie Brown's tree look full. No.
Oh, the Festivus pole?
No, we don't do that either. Oh, okay. We want to do palm trees. Like,
nope.
They make fake palm trees, like, but they're always really expensive. So one year we were looking for a palm tree, and because we are Pastafarians.
Pastafarians?
Yes, we believe in the great flying spaghetti monster. He is come down and touched us with his noodly appendage. That's a real thing, by the way. There's a website and everything. And their chosen people.
Noodly appendage.
The chosen people of the flying spaghetti monster is, of course, pirates. So palm trees is the tree of the Pastafarian, you know.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Jesus.
Lots of things. So we were trying to find
Some of what you're smoking?
Yes.
And we don't have any money, by the way.
We're at Lowe's like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And the palm tree was like $300. It's like, it's a fucking fake light up palm tree.
For $300?
For $300. I'm like, why? I'm like, because it's a palm tree.
Does
it
cup your balls?
Thank you. Does it fillet me? No, I don't want it. So I bought a tree. It was $40. It is obviously fake.
Yes.
And it came with the lights on it already. It looks so fake.
Does it have the company logo, like, in bright lights
it
on
might
the
as
side?
Well. Tree Tech. You know what I mean? Like,
Tree Tech.
And it's, but it's one of those ones you don't even, like, put the little, you don't have to, like, take it all out and put it together. No, it literally unfolds into a tree.
Nice.
It is awesome, because I don't have to do shit. I just have to take it out of the box, kind of fluff the ends. Like, oh, my God, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
And then just put decorations on it. And done.
Brilliant.
It's great. That's all we do. Did you, like, do you all the decorations right after Thanksgiving every year? Is that what you kind of do? Because that's what a lot
it's
of people
target.
Do.
The target. Yeah. I'm kind of like Joe Procrastinator, so it's tough for me. And there's always a reason why I can't do it, but I got off my ass and did it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But every year, every freaking year, mm-hmm. I don't have enough lights.
Because
every year, like, one of the lights strings goes bad.
Yeah,
and actually
very reliable, aren't they?
I got this really cool freaking tool from Home Depot, man. It's a little gun. You take the light bulb off, you stick the gun on the end of it.
You put a bullet clip into it.
You put the barrel in your mouth.
And you shoot it. And you didn't have to do any of the lights.
It's the best tool ever. No, you put it you take the bulb off. If the light's not working, if the string of lights isn't working, you take the bulb off. You fit the little socket into this little end of the gun.
Oh, to test it.
And you keep pulling the trigger, and it goes click 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 click, and boom, the lights come on.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's something to have to do with the like little. I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's like CPR for your lights.
It's magic. You click the thing and it works.
Isn't that the
it
best?
It is.
Though?
It's CPR for lights.
I like that.
So of course I go to Home Depot. I go. I know I need more lights because I'm gonna do for you know the whole house this time instead of just our little.
You're gonna Griswold this year?
Oh, no, not that.
Okay, because not to say.
We usually do just like a little bit in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now I wanted to do the whole front of the house, including the garage.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, I'll go get two more strings of lights.
Sure.
Another 600 bulbs. Okay.
Okay.
That'll be enough.
Sure.
Nope.
No, you need 10,000, actually.
I just, no. You know what I needed? I needed, I bought 600. I needed about 725.
And the next step up is like 3,000.
Right.
It goes from, it always makes sense. You get 600. Why 600? Don't know. They go 600, 3,000.
Yeah.
I know they actually make 1,000, but it's never the right number of lights.
Just in case you either want to decorate your house or your hotel.
Right. Because that makes you want to actually carry the lights over to your neighbor's house.
It's like the houses are, or the lights are made by Milton Bradley or something.
I get it.
That's, see that?
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. It was good. It was creative. I was impressed.
Yeah, so I'm climbing up on my roof and I'm hanging the lights and I bought the new clips so the you know I can hang them off the gutter nicely. And of course, I scraped the shit out of my knuckle on my roof tiles.
Oh, I thought you beat your wife. Okay. And,
no, that's this one.
Okay.
That's that one.
Jesus. I'm sorry.
I gotta take the ring and put it on the
like
other finger.
Like, you'd beat your wife, she'd fucking kill you.
She would destroy me. I'd have to get her with one punch, because after that, I'd be done.
You'd be murdered.
And then as soon as she got out of the house, she'd go to her father, and her father would gun me down.
Have you ever seen Saw? That's what your wife would do.
It's exactly
you,
what would happen to me.
For Christ's sake.
Except she wouldn't let me last as long.
No.
No.
We don't do anything. We put up...
Except for fake palm trees.
Except for... No, just a fake regular tree, because we don't want to spend the money on
Oh, right,
the palm
right,
tree.
Right, right, right.
I mean, we really don't... We decorate a little bit. There's some lights in the window, but we don't go nuts.
Well, what were you raised of a religion?
Yeah, I was raised Catholic.
Were you
which
Catholic?
Explains a lot.
Yeah, me too. So that's why we're so screwed up.
And we did, I mean, in my house, we did some stuff, but we always did just the candles in the windows because my house growing up, it really did look beautiful when you just put the little fake candles
in
the window.
Yeah. Very simple, but elegant.
Yeah, very simple, very elegant, though. whereas my current house is the ghetto house of West Irondequoit. And as a result, it doesn't matter what I put on the house, it's still going to look like shit.
Well, you can kind of twist the lights around the bars on your windows.
I got an idea. No, that's like three blocks south.
Oh, okay.
I got an idea. I could just put lights over every inch of the house so it just doesn't look nearly as bad as it does.
Yeah.
Can I make it some kind of digital, I don't know, fake front of my house with the lights so it looks like a good house?
Yeah, right. Project a really nice house in front of your
That's
house.
What I'm going to do. For Christmas here, I'm going to project the Griswolds house front.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Mine. Wouldn't that be actually really cool?
That would be really cool to do that. People I'm going to invent that.
You should invent that.
If you invent that, you could clean up.
Thanks.
Then we could do this for a living.
I know, we could do this for a living. Wouldn't that be great?
The Average White Man show could be brought to you by Roy's House of Fake Lights, the house...
And Tree Tech.
Tree Tech. Brought to you by Tree Tech.
Tree Tech.
Sunday by the new something by Tree Tech. Lost it. But anyway, I did all the exterior illumination.
Exterior illumination.
Went back to Home Depot.
Good.
And I ran out of time as I always do because I suck at doing anything.
Well, we're guys. That's what happens.
Yeah. You know. Oh. This kind of brings me to a funny story. So my wife was kind of giving me a hard time the other day because I fixed our dryer. You know how mechanically uninclined I am.
You fixed the dryer?
I fixed our dryer.
What did you do?
I took the whole dryer apart.
Come on.
I took the whole dryer apart, the drum, everything. I vacuumed out all the lint and I cleaned it out because it wasn't drying.
Mm-hmm.
Damn thing was not drying. Took it apart. Look, I even sliced up my fingers.
What is it with you slicing up your finger? Well, no, that's what happens when we try to work on things we're not handy.
Couldn't have a beer while I was doing it.
No, you couldn't. You couldn't steady your shakes. Yeah.
So I cleaned the whole dryer, but one of the things I thought was the problem was this little weather stripping that was around the lint trap.
Yeah.
So I figured I pulled it off because it was all smashed and it wasn't creating a good seal. I figured I'll run up to Home Depot. I'll buy a new one. Well, they don't have that. You got to go to like an appliance store and you've got to like blow some guy behind a trailer to find the right part. Or at least that's what he told me.
Seal it for your dryer.
That's what he told me anyway.
Come this way.
So she kind of gets on my ass about, you know, you always get, why didn't you just, you know, why did you pull that off? Why didn't you just try this and make sure it wasn't this before you go on this wild goose chase, blah, blah, blah. She was kind of breaking my balls about it. So we got in this big fight. It turned out really bad. Maybe I shouldn't have talked about that. But anyway, no, it's I admitted that I, when I do stuff like that, projects around the house, I'm a dipshit. I don't ever get the right stuff. And then I go back and forth to Home Depot like four or five times. Turns out she's having this conversation with people at work. Turns out every guy does that.
Every guy does that.
Every project that you do at home, be it decorating the house with Christmas lights or whatever, requires multiple trips to the hardware store.
One time I had this problem with the pipes in my wall. It was leaking water everywhere from my bathroom, which is right above my kitchen. So it was leaking water down into my kitchen.
Ooh, like your poop was dripping into your turkey?
Well, no, thankfully it was... Well, it probably would be improvement. No, it was the shower.
Okay.
So that we didn't have poop water. That's the good
news. You just had little curly hair water? Just,
yes.
And urine
it
water?
It was a little sticky.
Because you pee in the shower, don't you?
Who doesn't pee in the shower?
Do you pee out of your butt? Because I have that.
For fuck's sake. Yes, I do, actually. Is that weird? I don't understand if that's weird or not. Does it make kind of a sound? Women's vaginas are funny.
It just reminded me of when I was a kid.
Whoa! Let me get on that. Jesus, you people from Florida. Something wrong with you. I'm just saying. What's it talking about? Cleaning my pipes. Okay, so I'm cleaning my pipes. Ready for this shit? It took me 8 trips to Home Depot to fix the goddamn pipes.
8 trips?
8 trips in one day. I would go. I'd pick something up. I then forgot something, so I'd have to go back. Then I realized it wasn't the right thing, so I had to go back again. Then I come back, I have the right thing, I have the thing I went out to get. Oh, I needed something else, so I go back. And it just kept going.
That happened with me with my toilets.
Yeah. What the why can't we just read directions?
No.
Why can't we, like, you realize there's YouTube videos about all this stuff.
Oh, I know, but you know what? Fuck YouTube and fuck those videos, because I watched one of those videos. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he had apparently the same model dryer that I had. Mm-hmm. But when he opened up that dryer, it was different.
Yeah.
Why was it different? It's the same fucking model.
But that's not how it works.
No.
You had the LBQ22A. He had the LBQ22X.
No, we had the same one. We had the exact same one. But for some reason, the one that I had was just a little bit different.
Yeah. That's how it always goes. That's how it goes every single... I don't understand why just things can't be simple.
And because I'm stupid... Okay. Mm-hmm. That's just my overall disclaimer.
It's fair.
When I get in arguments with my wife about why something took me so long or why it didn't work, or I never can remember the reasons what happened or why it took me so long.
Right. Oh, I have no idea why I had to go to Home Depot 10 times in the last 5 hours.
It's like, I saw this. This said this would work. I went. It didn't work. I went back, and you ever get to where the woman that does the returns knows you by your first name?
Yeah. Oops, you again, huh? You got a problem again? Good.
Yeah.
Good. Let's return that, then exchange it. Good. Fantastic.
I was asking them if I could have a cot in the back.
Seriously.
Just for an amount of time that I was there. It was ridiculous.
Same thing with cars. When I work on cars, I'll have, like, there's these things called Haynes manuals. Okay, so if you buy a Haynes manual for your car...
Does it teach you how to wear your underwear?
Yes. That's part one. Part two, it teaches you how to fix your car.
Okay.
Like, it has a breakdown of every element. It even breaks down the engine for you.
Is it for
really
dummies, or is it for someone who really knows?
No, it's for dummies.
Oh, I want to get some of those.
Yeah. No, you could buy one for your van and your car.
Get myself into more trouble.
You could.
My brakes are going on my van, by the way. So,
well, I'm good at brakes.
You want to do my brakes?
Maybe. For a nominal fee. So I'll get this. I'll go to AutoZone,
mm-hmm.
just for the sake of saying.
Get into the zone!
Sure. I'll get into the fucking zone. It's always some guy who's got a GED. And I'm like, I need these things. And there is a itemized list, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is to, I don't know, change my rear brakes or some shit.
Sure.
Okay? Okay, here's all your stuff. And I will get there, and either he gave me the wrong fucking part.
Yes.
Or it is the right part, but it will not go on there.
Right.
I don't know why it won't go on, but it won't go on. I'm watching videos. I'm looking at pictures. I'm following directions. Won't go on there.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time this would happen. And then my wife will come in the garage and go, did you try this? And it goes right on. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why we can't just do things normal. And of course, we injure ourselves every single time we do anything handy.
Yeah.
That's the other, we always, your hands are beat up. Every time I smack my knuckles or scrape my leg. My favorite is when I'm so angry at this whole process. There's been times where I've had, like, gashes in my legs. I am bleeding everywhere. It's, like, dried. It's been so long. And my wife's like, you have, like, a serious wound on your body.
Are you dizzy at all?
You may need to, like, go to the hospital. I'm like, give me a beer. I don't care.
Fuck it. Put my calf muscle on ice. It won't get bad.
Just wrap it in this rag that I've been using all day.
Rub some dirt on it.
Use that, you ever use that orange cleaner?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you put some of that shit on there, it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, that's like nuclear fuel.
Yeah.
Cleaning your hands.
If it takes pure grease off your hands.
Oh, yeah, it takes a layer of skin off, too, but it leaves a nice citrusy smell.
Oh, doesn't it, though?
It's lovely.
Yes.
Oh, I want some oranges now.
The shit that I took Monday morning was fucking epic. I mean, it was just, it was like...
Did Nelson Mandela come out?
That's why he died. For fuck's sake.
He came out of Pat's ass.
I swear to God, that came out of my ass and I was sent to the fucking moon. It was just rocket ship shits. It was awful. Now we're gonna do news.
Average
White Men presents The Shit You Didn't Read in a Newspaper, because who the fuck reads a newspaper? I mean, brought to you by Henry's Hand Towels. Sticky mess? Suck it up with Henry's Hand Towels. Use only as directed.
You're cracking up over there. That was a good sponsor this week, right?
Use not only bad. As directed.
Use only as directed. How else would Henry's Hand Towels be used?
Suck it up.
Well, thank you, Henry's Hand Towels, for not giving us any money. First of all in the news, Patrick O'Flynn. Patrick O'Flynn!
I want more money!
He's the sheriff of, yes, the sheriff of Ruttingham. No, he's the sheriff of Monroe County. He wants more money, as you said. He wants $37,000 more in salary. Per year.
I'd love to make $37,000 a year.
I don't make $37,000 a year. I work full time and I don't make $37,000 a motherfucking year. $37,000?
And a sheriff. What does a sheriff do these days?
Well,
hang out in the saloon.
I mean, he is responsible, right?
He walks around with a badge. Yeah, I'm a sheriff around here. You guys better clean up your mess.
Exactly.
Does he have like stirrups and. No, I mean. Look, Patrick—he's a good sheriff. I'm not going to deny that. He is a good sheriff. Yeah. Crime in this general region is fine, aside from like the east side. That's not his problem. But I mean, let's face it: every town has a fucking police department here. He doesn't have to do a whole hell of a lot unless like shit goes down and like prison stuff. He has to do some prison stuff. Yeah. So
everybody has to do some prison stuff.
You know, it happens. So I mean, granted, look, I get it. You want to raise $37,000 more. One of the figures was $50,000 more. Dude, the average person doesn't make $37,000 a year. And you want that in a raise. Plus, people forget this. It's like $30,000 more per year in his pension. That's already unbelievable.
What does he make now?
Oh, a bunch. I think it's about 100.
That's what I thought.
It's somewhere in that
ballpark.
That's
one of the figures I thought I saw was six figures.
It's over six figures actually, because I'm thinking about this, because the governor of the state makes like $170,000. Cuomo makes like $170,000 a year up for being governor, and whatever the raise he was going to get that he's asking for would put him $5,000 or so under the governor. you run a county. You're not even running the county. You run police officers. Barely. There's nothing to do.
And it's because he wants to be on par with the DA, right?
Yes.
That was his reasoning?
So clearly, no offense to... I love Sandra Dorley. She is a dear friend. But Sandra, you either make too much money or we don't pay the governor enough, to be perfectly honest with you. Like, that's bullshit.
I'm sure that could be disputed.
Yeah, it could be. Give us back our guns! Rochester police, speaking of police, decided they were going to be racist this week.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Well, I should say, really, last week during Thanksgiving. Did you see the story about the three kids from Edison Tech they arrested?
Yeah. The bus stop thing?
Yeah, well, the basic story is... The guys that were arrested, the kids that were arrested, play for Edison Tech's basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
The coach says to them, hey, we're going to pick you up for an away game.
Mm-hmm.
I want the whole team, so it's about 12 of them, to wait at this spot on Main Street for the bus to pick you up. Okay, so the kids go out there and wait. Now, it's in front of a store, and it's not a bus stop. So a cop rolls by. Now, what does a normal person do if you're in Fairport, mm-hmm. okay, and you see 12 white kids standing on Main Street or whatever it is, what does a cop do at the most? Hey, boys, what you doing?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, you're waiting for the bus? Okay, have a good day.
Yeah, we're waiting for our coach. All right, fair enough.
Rochester officer Shitface decides to stop and go, what are you boys doing? Before they can answer, well, you have to disperse. You're in front of a business. Well, no, sir, you have to go down the street and around the corner to the bus stop now. Sir, we're just trying to, you know what? All three of you are under arrest.
Yeah.
That's essentially what happened. So congratulations to the RPD, or at least that officer, I should say, because I know he doesn't represent all of the RPD.
Freaking hate. Hate assholes like that.
Yeah.
That don't even let you explain it.
Right.
They don't want to hear. They just know that they don't like you for whatever reason and you don't belong there and fuck you.
Right. I mean, here's what the cops should have done, in my opinion. Okay, it's not in the best neighborhood on earth, but it's not the worst either in the city.
Mm-hmm.
You pull up, you see 12 black boys in front of a store. Hey, guys, what are you doing? Oh, we're waiting for a bus. Oh, okay, where are you from? We're from Edison Tech, where we have a basketball. Oh, okay, why are you waiting here? Oh, our coach told us to. Oh, okay, do you think I could call your coach real quick just to verify all this? And can you just step a little bit away because you're blocking the storefront?
Right.
That's a reasonable conversation to have with human beings.
Now, playing devil's advocate.
Sure.
Because I didn't look into the story. I saw the headlines and heard the, you know, overview.
Yeah.
He did not do that at all.
No.
Were the kids in any way like, you know,
no,
rowdy or disrespectful to the police officer?
No. And here's how we know this. The charges on the three that were arrested completely dropped.
Ah.
Completely dropped.
And so you know it's bullshit when that happens.
Yeah. That means somebody fucked up. So I want to congratulate that one Rochester police officer. And again, I know he's one, or he and his partner, so perhaps two,
yeah,
that are the cause of this.
And they all have buddies.
But there's a lot of officers, so it's not the entire police department. No. And in general, I support them. But I want to thank him and his buddy, or at least him, for creating 12 new black kids who hate white people. Because now they're going to think cops are racist, the system is racist, judges are racist, and that white people are racist.
But they are.
Because of this one action. Well, they
are.
But now they're showing it again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's the constant cycle of a generation of black men and women who just never believe that we don't hate them. So congratulations, asshole. North Dakota has America's biggest cocks. Did you know that? Scientific proof.
Did not know that.
Yes. Condommania.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. North Dakota men have America's biggest penises. South Dakota came in third, losing silver to the men of Rhode Island. Apparently, Rhode Island, despite the smallest state, second largest cocks.
Oh, the irony.
The online condom store based its rankings on the proportion of plus-size rubbers purchased in each state, and the District of Columbia was fourth, yet mysteriously left Georgia off the list.
District of Columbia.
Yes, the District of Columbia.
Lots of big cocks in District of Columbia.
Huge cocks.
Bigger balls than cocks, I would say.
New York, you're probably wondering, where did New York fall? Ninth, top 10.
Okay.
I'll take that out of the 50-nifty, right?
Fairport, number one.
No. Aranda Coit was actually number five, but then I moved there, so it got less. Now we're number 296th.
Hey!
The smallest state, by far, can you guess it? If you had to pick one state, what region of the country do you think it'd be that would have the smallest dicks in the union?
Jeez.
I know, you gotta think about it. Because there's a lot of dicks out there in the world.
My first initial thought would be Maine.
Why?
And then North. I don't know, because it's cold.
Do they account for shrinkage?
I don't know.
Like, that's a valid question.
Well,
like,
if you're going to put a condom on, you're not going to be worrying about shrinkage.
Well, but it may be hard to get to that point.
Doing her on an iceberg, for Christ's sake?
It is Maine.
Yes,
I'm
true.
Just saying.
Caribou.
I originally thought it might be like Connecticut, because they're just pompous assholes, and I figured maybe they have the smallest dicks, and they have a lot of money.
Yes.
Yes, Muffy and Buffy. Yes. Nope, it's Mississippi.
Yes!
Arkansas was 48th.
Yes!
By the way, so congratulations to the South. You all have, they have legitimately, the southern part of our country has the smallest dicks.
Nice.
So congratulations for being
awesome.
That's why they hate people so much.
That all makes sense.
Speaking of cocks, male birth control is almost here. Yes!
Male birth control?
Male birth control.
Male birth control is...
Yeah.
You want a what?
Yeah, that's funny. Study done by Australian researchers, Aussie Mate, suggests that male birth control in the form of oral contraception
Bonza.
Could be available in the next 10 years, as a matter of fact.
So guys on the pill?
Right. And the best part about this pill, from what I understand, is you just take it a few hours before you think you might be going, and it's good for like 12 hours.
It can't be good.
It can't be good, but I mean, let's be honest. Women taking hormones daily, which is adorable that you think you take it daily. you know, I mean, that can't be good. Look at all the problems with pregnancy and stuff like that in this country. You can't tell me.
Yeah, people got to stop getting pregnant.
I always do love, though, that women, I don't know if it's been many years since you've had sex with another woman, because you're 78. but, sorry, I'm a dick. But I love when women in the past, bounce chick a wow wow, about to get it on with them, right?
Woo-hoo.
And I always insisted on condoms, always, because I don't know where the fuck you've been. I mean, you're fucking me. You could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, right.
And they were like, oh, it's okay, I'm on the pill. Oh, that's adorable. That's adorable that you think that I trust you. Because, I mean, really?
You're a better man than I.
What woman? Honestly takes the pill every day at the same time and never misses. They constantly miss.
Yeah.
It's never... My ex-girlfriend was on the pill and we stopped using condoms because she went on the pill. And one time we had sex and she literally rolled around. I don't know if I took my pill.
Yeah.
Oh, so you missed a day. So that means you have to take it like twice the next day. She's like...
Have I taken it this week?
So we're having kids. Oh, I don't want to have kids. Good, we're having abortions.
That's
fantastic.
When you, that's when you have to find out if they have ADD before they're going on the pill.
Yeah.
Because they just, oh, something shiny. Did I take my pill? Oh, something shiny.
Yeah. She had five iPhone reminders. Still missed her.
Oh, I thought you were going to say kids.
No. Well, she. I don't know if she does now, but Detroit filed bankruptcy for the entire city.
Wow.
So apparently that's a thing now.
Does the city come back as Detroit, or do they have to change the name of the city now? Like Detroit 2 or something.
Right? Like, does someone buy their naming rights? Yeah, is that part of the deal?
Detroit is now going to be known as Detroit underscore 2.
Detroit is going to be known as New Buffalo.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, yes. That's where it's going. I mean, if an entire city can file bankruptcy, I mean, hey, Rochester. That's not sound.
But now, what does that do for them? I don't get it. It wipes away their debt.
It takes away all their debt, and basically they don't owe anybody pensions.
Oh,
it's a total dick move. It's actually an awful thing to
for
do.
All of those people that worked 30 years for the city.
Yeah. Like in the DMV.
People's lives, their whole life, they worked up to that point saying, when I retire, I ain't going to have to pay for shit because I got some
meal. What? Okay, first of all, I'm not sure if they're black, southern, or both that you're doing there. It's like, why are they black, southern, or both?
It's Detroit.
What is that? They couldn't be. I mean, Marshall Mathers. Well, then again, Marshall Mathers sounds a little.
Come on, that was my Marshall Mathers impression.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
My apologies. I know. It's a dick. Excuse me. It's a total dick move.
They worked so hard.
Yeah.
You only stay at a shitty job because it has a good pension.
Yep.
And when you're done, you don't have to work anymore and you can hang out and fish all day and scratch your nuts and make money.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can just say, oh, sorry.
That's literally what happened. Oh, by the way, my favorite part about that whole thing, I hate to say this because Rush Limbaugh was talking about this, but he's wrong.
Rush Limbaugh! I got OxyContin in my asshole!
Yeah, I hate him. But this is true because I did the fact check. The government unions from Detroit, they're fighting everything. Like, they gave him a couple of the pensions back or something like that.
Yeah.
They're fighting all of them. They're just making it 10 times worse.
Oh, boy.
So it's just never ending.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Detroit, though. You get to just write all that stuff off. And finally, in the shit that you didn't read in a newspaper, because who the fuck reads in the newspaper? The autopsy for Paul Walker came in. He died of a car crash.
Wow.
That's it. Like, okay,
why did
they have an autopsy on Paul Walker? He died, and it's sad that he died. Sure. I he was 40. He was apparently.
I think they don't they always do an autopsy? Just stand like that, like blood toxicology and things like that.
But like the media, as in us shitheads, were all about, oh, they're doing an autopsy. Like there was something to find. If they could have found 8 pounds of heroin in his blood, he wasn't driving.
Right.
Like it's not going to tell us anything other than like you're trying to dig up shit on him for no reason.
Right. Yeah.
He wasn't.
True.
I mean, okay, if you found out the driver was drunk, that would be interesting, but that didn't come out. It's just like Paul Walker died of severe injuries moments after and then burned to death. That's literally what the autopsy results
were.
No shit, we saw it.
Yeah, I heard he quit smoking. Like just right after the fire went out. All I do
is win, 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 no matter what. Last week, in case you missed it, never underestimate an in-state rival. The Philadelphia Eagles found that out the hard way. They brought their team plane to Pittsburgh for repairs. And thanks to some Ninja Steelers fan workers, left with Steelers goo painted in the Eagles eye. In case you missed it, rugby players are mean as hell, even to each other. This Australian rugby player was at a bar with his mates. Then Rihanna showed up. Rugby guy was asked to leave and said no. Then all hell broke loose. No autograph, just a jail cell, and a broken jaw for his teammate. In case you missed it, the 2013 Iron Bowl was one of the greatest endings to a football game ever. So great that somebody requested their remains be spread on Auburn's field.
Caution. Please wear protective eyewear to avoid flying bone chips while in the stadium.
Last week, alleged 49ers well-endowed tight end Vernon Davis sent out a tweet. Dear NFL, please make it illegal for defenders to tackle me by my dick. Hashtag most painful thing ever. Hashtag ouch, bro. In case you missed it, for $30 million, you can have your very own half-size fake stadium in your front yard. You can relive your childhood and get sued by all your out-of-shape friends after a friendly game with tackle football, with these fake fans chanting fake insults at you. $30 million, let's buy two. Last week, the NBA was in Mexico City for its global games. But children in Mexico don't have shoes, so the Spurs took off their shoes and played some basketball. baseball against the kids, and the arena had to be evacuated because of smoke. In case you missed it, Yankees GM Brian Cashman and former Red Sox manager Bobby Valentine rappelled down a building in elf suits. No worries, it was all for a good cause. And unfortunately, there are no bench-clearing brawls during the rappel. In case you missed it, resident crackhead and Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is a self-proclaimed football fanatic, so he went on a radio show and made some picks. Redskins over Chiefs, wrong. Browns over the Patriots, wrong. Bills over the Bucks, ha, wrong again. And Titans over the Broncos, wrong. Dear Rob Ford, please stop making football picks. Sincerely, America. In case you missed it, group sex is the best way to train. A Florida State football player told cops that group sex was common among teammates, and running trains happens all the time. It's just team bonding, officer. She wanted to be down there. In case you missed it, which you probably did, St. John Fisher football played the female Baylor in the D3 football quarterfinals. Well, these bitches run fish, and Fisher lost. In case you missed it, it was week 14 in the NFL. Here's who won. Bucks, Ravens, Patriots, Bengals, Eagles, Packers, Chiefs, Dolphins, Jets, Broncos, Chargers, 49ers, Cardinals, Saints. My name is Smalls, in case you missed it.
Shit you didn't read in a newspaper, because who the fuck reads a newspaper? Brought to you by Henry's Hand Towels. Sticky mess? Suck it up with Henry's Hand Towels. Use only as directed. Cleans up Paul Walker. Oh, it's terrible.
Too soon?
Too soon. Way too soon. By the way, did you see Morgan Freeman died?
No, it was Danny Glover.
Oh. Okay. Was it? I thought, actually, it was Nelson Mandela.
Oh, Nelson Mandela, that's right.
It's kind of sad because he was
diplomatic immunity.
He was actually a pretty big deal.
It's a joke for all my South African friends.
Listen to Air Rec Radio on airrecradio.com. rockpodcasts.com, iTunes, and Stitcher.
Yo, the Mental Overload Show is great.
Always great.
It's funny. It's very funny.
We want to give every listener that what the fuck look.
And we do that with our original content because our topics are unlike no other. We don't do the mainstream media thing. We do shit that people have to deal with every day and make fun of it.
Oh yeah, we talk about runaways. We talk about gorilla titties. We don't give a fuck.
We talk about them blacks. We talk about them spics. We talk about them whites. We talk about everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Original content. We guarantee at least 12 laughs per episode.
Yep. And we even talk about Priest.
Priest, they're great. They're great molesters. They perfected it. So if you're bored, you got some downtime, you want some mindless entertainment, check it out. MentalOverloadShow.com.
Mindless entertainment at its finest.
Do it now or we'll hammer fist your grandmother in the choach.
That sounds nice.
Woody Woodpecker was fun. What?
What?
Huh?
Who?
Oh, yeah.
MentalOverloadShow.com.
Mindless entertainment at its finest.
ROCPodcasts.com.